T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wednesday, April 28th. Today is National Superheroes Day. Ooh. Do y'all have a favorite superhero, Alex?
Christian Bale when he played Batman.
That was your favorite?
Not Batman, but that Christian Bale played
as Batman.
Very
good.
He was the smoothest, just so awesome.
Sarah, your favorite superhero?
I don't really have one. Like, I go see the movies. But I don't really
have
one.
A superhero.
No, like growing up, either. I didn't really have one.
You don't have one now?
No, I think they're all cool. I go see them all, but wow. I don't really have. I mean, Wonder Woman.
Okay.
But I can't tell you anything about her.
What's her name?
Wonder Woman.
Her real name?
W.
Wonder Woman.
Wow. Watch this. My favorite superhero, my wife. Oh, what up? But like, real talk. Iron Man, hands down.
Oh, that's a good
one. Legit.
Iron Man is the best superhero ever created. Rest in peace. Oh, sorry, spoiler alert. Wow, man. I mean, does it get any better than Iron? I think.
Yeah.
It's hard to really say this because there's so many just amazing, talented actors. But of our generation, Robert Downey Jr., in my opinion, is the greatest actor that on the planet.
Okay.
Nobody else agrees with me, but I feel that way. I mean, that man, the reason I say that is because everything he does is flawless and effortless.
Dr. Doolittle was so good.
I was about to say.
I actually enjoyed that film.
Bro.
But you bring up his one bad movie.
We said everything.
But everything he does is effortless.
He's great.
What I'm saying is, like, when you watch him on screen, it's like he's not even working. I don't know. The man's just brilliant. And anyway, what he brings to Iron Man is incredible.
Oh, it's great.
So
he looks great, by the way, still after all these years. I mean,
how old is he?
56.
He's got to be, okay, I was going to say upper 50s.
But he looks so good.
Yeah, he really is, especially for everything he's been through.
No joke. I mean, that's props, man, that's for sure.
Happy Superheroes Day. I wish there was a superhero that could stop it from raining. I mean, I know rain is good, but severe storms possible tonight.
I got those alerts, and I was like, are we serious? Is this really going to happen in Austin, in this random area again?
Heavy rain. Tonight. They're talking about multiple inches, Sarah.
That's not good. Is there hail?
I sure hope not. But they say, all threats of severe weather will be possible, including large hail.
Oh, great.
Damaging winds and isolated tornadoes.
See, I mean,
great.
Come on, 2021.
How about just one thing after another, after another,
Seriously.
After another? Unbelievable. Well, you know what? How about this for a segue? One night stands. How do you feel about them? Well, no matter what you think, you're probably lying to yourself. We'll explain next on Mix.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
The CDC made a huge announcement about wearing masks.
Vaccinated Americans generally do not need to wear masks outside, as long as they're not in a large gathering.
When people heard that, people in the street started flashing their mouths like it was Mardi Gras, like, woo!
Time to be honest for a second here. Have you ever woken up in the morning after a one-night stand taken a sober look at the person in broad daylight and thought, wow, I am never doing this again?
Oh, I've done that. I did that.
But you did like a few weeks later?
I mean, yeah. But dude, bro, it's funny. Like, not to be different, but my old roommate just recently passed away and we were talking about old stories. And I never had a one-night stand until the time that I lived with him here in Austin. And
oh, really?
Yes, dude. Never. And I had one and I felt so like... just violated. Ugh. Like, I remember I was sitting in the corner of his room and like a little ball just saying, it wasn't right. I know.
At the time, how did you know it was a one night stand?
She just told me this. Oh, she said this is it. And, yeah,
oh, okay.
Like, don't call me again.
Well, how about that?
Yeah. I felt used.
Right. You're like a more of an emotional connection kind of guy.
Yeah. Duh.
I felt like I.
I mean, Alex talks a big game about how always he would slay it if he was single, and he won't because, again, he's an emotional guy who does long-term relationships, and ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I felt so used, dude.
Yeah.
According to a new study out of Norway, regretting a one-night stand doesn't really stop men or women from having more one-night stands in the future. So just because you feel bad about having a one-night stand does not mean that you're done having one-night stands.
You know what? Maybe if I initiated the one-night stand, I'd be different because then I'd be using them, right?
Keep on dreaming.
In other words, you're either a one-night stand person or you're not. No amount of regret will change that. And the researchers say this can apply to other things in your life besides one-night stands. Quote, we are not that surprised if regret helped. Wouldn't most sinners eventually become saints?
Wait, say that again?
If regret helped.
Yeah.
Wouldn't most sinners eventually become saints?
Mm.
Like, we do things and then we regret it, but then what do? We end up doing it again.
Yeah, but I don't know if, yes, but not all sinners would become saints because not all sinners regret.
Hey, hold on. Say that again slow. I'm typing in my phone because that's going to be my next tattoo.
Oh my God.
But
what
I say, if regret helped,
yeah,
wouldn't most sinners eventually become saints?
Got it.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Yeah.
What about me? Am I a one-night stand girl?
No way.
No, I'm not. I would
no
never.
Way.
I don't know. It's not my big thing. What
Wait,
about you,
you've
Booker?
Never once?
No.
No?
No.
Booker, Sarah, really?
No. I would think no, but I don't know for sure.
Come on, bro.
I'll state for the record.
Never.
I have never had a one-night stand.
Yeah.
And right. I don't care. No judgment on people who do. It would not be good for my mental health.
Right. Now, that yeah, I could definitely see. Is there anything you can do to stop yourself from doing things you know you'll regret? Well, not according to these scientists. They say it all comes down to personality. So when you're in the mood, you'll do the same thing again. What about you, Ann? Are you a one-night stand kind of girl?
Man, I wish I was, but I am not.
Why do you wish you were?
Because I think it sounds like a lot of fun, but I get the feels.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Good. I like your honesty.
You dive right into it.
Yeah.
David in Round Rock, are you a one-night stand kind of guy?
I guess it depends on the girl.
What does that mean?
Oh, my gosh,
so the answer
dude.
Is yes, then. So
oh,
you,
okay,
you
yes.
It.
The answer is yes. True. That's a good point.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, here's a fun fact about Brad Booker. I do get periodic migraines, like debilitating migraines. Fortunately, they're infrequent, but my doctor's prescribed me this medication that I'm supposed to take at the first sign of a migraine. Because
does it work?
You can kind of tell it's, well, I haven't tried this new one. The reason I went to him is because the previous one did not work.
Oh, no.
But the first tingle, you know, you know when you're going to get a migraine. It feels different than a regular headache. And it's supposed to work, and hopefully it will work. But then I was like, wow, wouldn't that be great if you were to get COVID? You know, that first sign that you're starting to get sick, you pop a pill, and it prevents you from getting all those horrible symptoms, knocks it out.
Can we have that for a cold?
It might be on the way because Pfizer has a brand new experimental drug to treat COVID-19 at the first sign of illness. And here's the better news. The CEO of Pfizer says it could be here by the end of the year.
Whoa.
It is accurate that we are working on the viral. One, it is injectable, and the other one, as you just said, it is an oral. And particularly the attention is on the oral of the world and of us, because provides several advantages. And one of them is that you don't need to go to the hospital to get the treatment, which is the case with all the injectables so far. That could be a game changer. So all good news. We are now progressing the studies. If all goes well and we implement the same speed that we did so far, and we are, I hope by the end of the year.
I remember when I had the flu or when I was getting the flu prior to COVID, I felt it. It's one of those, like you said, you're going to feel a migraine coming on. With the flu, I know I'm about to get it. And I did the Teladoc, and they prescribed to me something I've never taken in my life, but it's called Zofluza. It's basically a pill that kills the flu in 24 hours. I've never taken it in my life. I was like, why didn't you guys give me this years ago? Like, why did I suffer for days? And dude, I'm telling you, it works. It was expensive, I will say that. But all the flu-like symptoms that you get, like the fever and the sweats and all that, all those happen like at fast forward within 24 hours and then it's gone. I was like, what?
Zofluza.
Yeah, bro. It was so awesome.
Sounds
so
like a ride at Six Flags.
I can only imagine that the COVID pills are going to be just as good. Wow. Yeah,
the COVID pill is part of a class of medicines called protease inhibitors, and it works by inhibiting an enzyme that the virus needs to replicate in human cells. Protease inhibitors are used to treat other viral pathogens like HIV and hepatitis C. So it's very, very good news. It seems like they are optimistic that it will be here by the end of the year.
All right, so I may get on the train. I may get on the train. But Crocs, yes, Crocs, the shoes. Hold on.
I could definitely see you on the Croc train because you're already wearing those hideous Toms.
But
all the
Crocs
time,
are so worse, though. But look, here's something to be said for them. They just reported their sales were up 64% in the first 3 months of the year. And the growth, of course, came after 2020 with, you know, people selecting more comfortable than attractive because they weren't leaving anywhere because of COVID. Crocs' new popularity, they're not only bringing in cash, but they're bringing in a ton of collaborations. So do not expect them to go away anytime soon. I mean, I see younger kids. I mean, Sarah, your stepdaughters, I know, rock Crocs. I mean, I don't think an adult. Look, I've seen male adults wearing them, but like they're like at Port A, like they're on a boat fishing or something. Or they're also maybe a doctor or cooking in the kitchen.
No, they'd be a Croctor.
But not just hanging out.
Alex, I know you didn't watch the Academy Awards, but Questlove showed up wearing gold Crocs.
Really?
Whoa, cool. Here's a question. Can schools discipline for off-campus student speech?
That's a really good question because that is definitely the case in the workplace, right? And that's what school is all about. You know, school is all about preparing you for the real world. Mm-hmm. And if that's what's happening in a workplace and if we're seeing people get disciplined for what they're posting on social media in jobs, and certainly celebrities and athletes are being held accountable for what they post on social, I definitely can see how that could make its way to schools. Yes.
Well, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a case of a high school cheerleader who lashed out on Snapchat after being cut from her team, and the decision could decide whether schools may punish students for the things they say off campus. So
this is monumental. And by the way, let's go back. Why do we say the Supreme Court is going to hear oral arguments? I mean, if they're hearing something, isn't it always going to be oral?
But that's like the written print. I mean, like, why would it?
Yeah, why do we say written print? That's stupid. Anyway, wow, this is big. Tell me more.
Okay, so Brandi Levy was then 14. She's now in college. Takes a while for things to get all the way up to the Supreme Court.
It does.
She was a sophomore at a school in Pennsylvania, and she didn't make varsity cheerleading. So she went to Snapchat, and she basically said, F school, F softball, F cheer, F everything. But I believe she said the actual word. And there was a picture of her and a friend, both off campus at the time, raising their middle fingers. Well, you know, Snapchat only lasts for so long, but somebody else took a screenshot. They showed the school. She got kicked off the JV cheerleading team. After appealing to school authorities, her parents sued the district in federal court.
Wow.
And did they win?
Well, this is the case. This is the case.
But she didn't want to be on JV anyways. I mean, I guess that's not the point, right?
No, the point is that she was 14 years old and she went on Snapchat and just said a bunch of stuff because she was angry at the time because she didn't make varsity, and they kicked her off the team. The case may wind up as one of the Supreme Court's most important decisions on student speech in a generation.
Wow.
Amazing. For all of these stories, text trending to 51993 and we'll be happy to send them to you. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. And thank you so much for listening.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
For the second year in a row, the Burning Man Festival and the annual Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain have been canceled. The mayor of Pamplona said with COVID, it's just too dangerous to do something that dangerous, so they're not.
Do you have a friend that is always late?
Yes.
I was going to say, and before you say no, but you didn't.
I'm staying quiet on this one.
Well, if you do say no, then maybe you're that friend.
Oh, man.
This is really fascinating because Sarah and I were just complaining because we're back together again for the first time in over a year. And we've gone out a couple of times for lunch because we're all fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And it's been great. We haven't had a chance to get together for lunch.
Heck
and
yeah.
Every single time, Alex has been late.
Every time. And
every time.
Ridiculously late.
And no! This last time wasn't.
Well, you were 13 minutes late. And
no, I was 12:05.
You were not. You
Are you sure?
13 minutes late.
She was keeping track.
Oh, my God, you were.
I was.
You rolled in right at 12:13.
Yes, and you're so defensive about it. You weren't this last time to your credit, but often we'll all end the show. Let's say it's 11 o'clock, and we're like, let's go to lunch. I'll arrive first.
Did you
always.
Say clock? I'm not sure if you said clock.
I said clock. Okay. But I'll arrive first, and then Booker will roll up, mm-hmm. and then we'll sit there. You'll roll up about 20 minutes later with your sunglasses on, if it's sunny or
what?
Not.
What, bro?
And you'll
what?
Be like, what?
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 What? What?
I had stuff to do. What?
Stuff to
oh,
do.
Waze took me the wrong way. Oh, I got lost.
Hey, the first time.
Oh, I had to get gas. Oh, I had to pick up my dry cleaning. Oh, I had to run back home and grab my better socks.
Right,
I don't
there's
know.
Always an
excuse. My better socks.
But it's funny, the 13 minutes is really interesting because a survey found that we're pretty generous mm-hmm. as to what we count as late, and we won't officially say someone is late until after 13 minutes. Mm. So.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've always wanted to know this. So I had a friend in high school that was always late. She was even late to her own parties hours late. Like this party would have started and she lives 45 minutes away and she's like, I'm just putting the cookies in now to bake. Really late. But I always wonder, you know, do you just not feel bad at all? Like, do you just have no emotion?
I don't think so.
When we're all sitting there waiting mm-hmm. for you, do you just not care?
You know, it's just, it's like one of those, like, it's like, how set are we on this time?
Well,
like
we are set because we said, let's meet at X time. To me, and maybe this will put things in more perspective uh-huh. for you, but to me, it is one of the most egregious forms of disrespect that you can show.
Oh, really? I feel bad now.
Yeah, because let's say I'm supposed to be somewhere at a certain time. Mm-hmm. I typically arrive 15 minutes early to everything.
Yes, and that's
so,
good.
So then I'm, you know, either sitting in my car or driving around the neighborhood or, you know, doing whatever, mm-hmm. but just making sure no matter what, there might be traffic.
Yep.
I might need to, I don't know, but I spend
a little bit more time finding a parking spot.
Yeah, I always add a buffer.
Yeah.
But Booker, you're saying that's good. Your mom does that all the time and you yep. hate it.
Well, let me tell you, my mom is to the extreme on the opposite way.
Uh-huh.
So I think as disrespectful as it is to be late, uh-huh. my mom is equally as disrespectful in being way too early.
Way too early? She's driving around just waiting to get all the reason Sarah just said.
Bro, this is real talk. So if my mom is supposed to be in my house at 2, uh-huh. I promise you if I walk outside my door at 1:15 and look
That's
down
amazing.
The street, she'll be sitting
oh,
there.
Like waiting to
waiting.
Pull up? Oh my God.
She
awesome.
Used to just come and I would always say to her, Mom.
Bro.
And I love the fact that my mom is never, ever, ever, but she's a former police officer, uh-huh. so she couldn't be late, right?
Yeah.
She would get
totally.
In trouble if
of
she
course.
Was late.
Oh, that's what she's doing. That
yeah,
she's
so
like
she's
that.
Just embedded in her head. She's never late, but she is far too early.
It's funny that I mentioned that I'm always early. I'm married into a family that's always late. All of their friends call it light time. That's my last name.
So what's wrong with me? How come you're hating on me?
Well, so listen, I have greatly reduced light time. I have bridged the gap, but it is hard to try to get.
It is.
The worst part is my husband thinks it's the teenage girls that make us late.
But it's him.
It's actually him.
That's just how guys are, dude.
Oh my gosh, because it'll be like,
no, it's
hey,
not.
He'll start yelling, we need to go. And then we're all sitting in the car. He's like, oh, I have to go get my water. Oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Oh, hang on, let me go do this. But I have helped, and everybody credits me to helping light time.
That's very good, Sarah. 7 out of 10 groups of friends say they have a person who's pretty much always late, according to a new survey. But less than a quarter of people are willing to admit that they are that friend, Alex Franco.
Look, here, I will admit, yes, I am late. Here's the thing. I think it's more acceptable when it's larger groups or big events. Like, I walk in and I say it's socially late. I never want to be the first person to a party. But I feel that I could do a better job when it's two people, like Booker and Sarah at lunches. Like, I could do better.
You're doing-
I did do better. better. I started off with 23 minutes late, and I shaved it to 13.
You're so nice.
Alex is like how everybody's in college. Like, the party starts at 10, but you're like, I can't show up at 10. So you roll in at 11, like 10:45, well, 11. Right.
So here's the other question, too. If you're meeting someone for lunch, let's just say 11 o'clock.
Yep.
Sure.
And the person that you guys are there, like Sarah and I were there right on time.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. We got there about the same time.
You got there at noon. Yeah, yeah. Or you were sitting at noon ready to go.
We were ready to go.
At 11 a.m. We were sitting there ready
to go. Was it 11 or noon?
No.
Our reservation was for 11.
Okay.
Oh, we were.
Okay. So we were there at 11 and we were ready to go. Knowing that you're going to be late, we even talked about it. Like, how late do you think Alex is going to be?
Yeah.
Knowing that he's late, do you go ahead and order?
100%.
You do?
You have to, because especially at a restaurant that we were at, which has a time limit, by the way, as to how long you can actually sit there.
There's a time limit there?
At that restaurant. Yes, there is.
Yes.
Because it's super, 2 hours, but it's a really hot restaurant. And the servers there are probably making pretty good money on tip. It's really annoying, I would assume, if you're like, oh, my party's coming, and no one's ordering any food for the first 20 minutes, because that's lost money.
Why can't we say the name of the restaurant? You've been saying it so...
It's ABBA.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, I was like, can we not say it?
100% you should order an appetizer and a drink.
You all should have.
47% of people said they lied to their friend who's always late about what time something was starting. So that way, if the person got there late, they would actually be on time.
You should do that with me.
If you're not so chronically late, then things happen. Hey guys, I'm so sorry. Hit traffic running 8 minutes behind or whatever. Just shoot off a little note. The top three things we stress about being late to are job interviews, doctor's appointments, and the airport. And the top three excuses we use when we are late are traffic, the alarm clock not going off, and car trouble.
Oh my God. Alex Franco, Alex Franco, Alex Franco.
Dude, hater. His current record is 1,620 wins with 129 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Christina. Christina lives and works in Central Austin. She's a medical data entry specialist. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Christina!
Hi!
What's up, girl?
Hello.
Good morning.
All right, Christina, I'm leaving the room right now. Sarah will launch into 5 pop culture trivia questions. She has written a couple of them specifically just so I get them wrong. You have a very good chance of winning today, so I wish you the best of luck. I'll be back as soon as you're done to answer the same 5, and we'll match up answers and see who gets more right.
All right. I'm going to take all the luck here.
Take
it.
We got you, girl.
Take it for him.
All right, Christina. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Question number 1. Jessica Alba is 40 years old today. What is the name of the 2003 movie? It's also the name of a condiment, like a condiment food, where she played a hip-hop choreographer.
Wait, a movie that's a condiment?
Yeah, it's like a food. Yeah, it's a movie, but the name of the movie is also a
2003 movie.
Yeah, like it's a sauce. Condiment. I don't really know what you would call it. It's like a thing.
Well, I know she was in Idle Hands, but I don't know. I guess I'm just going to make something up. Hot sauce.
Okay. Patrick Dempsey will sing publicly for the very first time in the Enchanted sequel. In that film, the actress who plays the princess is Amy Adams, Anne Hathaway, or Hilary Duff?
Enchanted. I'm going to say Anne Hathaway.
A pair of shoes Kanye West wore at the Grammys just sold for a record $1.8 million. What's his shoe line called?
Yeezy.
This year's Oscars, lowest rated ever. 9.85 million people watched it, which is 58% down from last year. What film won Best Picture?
Oh, gosh. I do not know. King of Staten Island.
Oh, I love that movie. It's so good. Yeah. Finally, here's a fun fact. Olivia Pope on Scandal was Kerry Washington, but it could have been played by the actress who played Tammy Taylor, the coach's wife, with the great hair on Friday Night Lights. What is the name of that actress, the TV show?
Oh, my goodness.
Who played Tammy Taylor? Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to say pass.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
No.
It's okay.
Hi. What's up, Mang?
Well, she got one right.
Oh,
but they're
man.
Hard today.
Oh, they may be hard. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm going to get... Yeah.
You're going to get one. Okay, so Jessica Alba is 40 years old today.
Hold on. Now you can go.
Yep, Jessica Alba, 40 years old today.
Yeah.
What's the name of the 2003 movie? It's also the name of a like a food where she played a hip-hop choreographer. I thought maybe it's a condiment. I really know. I'll be interested what you classify this as. But anyway, what's the name of that film where she played a hip-hop choreographer?
Jessica
Alba. I can picture the movie.
Oh, Honey.
Yeah, what is Honey? Is it a condiment? Is it a food? Is
nah,
it a sauce?
I call it a food.
It's not a sauce.
I call it a food.
It's a food?
I would call it a food.
You would just eat honey?
Yeah.
Supplement?
What would you call it? I don't know.
Like,
go to Amazon or where would you like, where would it be
food
under?
Food substance. Food substance.
Okay. Patrick Dempsey is going to sing publicly for the very first time in the Enchanted sequel. Who's the actress who played the princess in Enchanted? Amy Adams, Anne Hathaway, or Hilary Duff?
Enchanted. I don't know. Hillary Duff?
No, Amy Adams.
Oh.
Yeah, she said Anne Hathaway.
Hey, I did see that Patrick Dempsey had such a great time doing that cameo on Grey's Anatomy that he would love to come back to the show. I'm like, aren't they done?
I mean, seriously, you would think. They don't know for sure, I don't think.
Oh, man.
A pair of shoes Kanye West wore at the Grammys just sold for a record $1.8 million. What's his shoe line called?
Yeezys.
Yep. This year's Oscars, lowest rated ever. Only 9.85 million people watched it, which is 58% down.
We knew that was going to be the case.
From last year, what film won Best Picture?
Nomadland.
Yes. And
which I know nothing about.
Finally. So
sounds like a big monster or
so
something.
So far, you're 100% on what I thought you were not going to get right. But this is the other question I don't think you're going to get right. Fun fact, Olivia Pope on Scandal, played by Kerry Washington, could have been played by the actress who played Tammy Taylor, the coach's wife, with the great hair on Friday Night Lights.
With the great hair.
Oh, the great hair.
Well, first of all, I don't. Anything Friday Night Lights, I'm out.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like it, just because I never watched
right.
it.
Yeah. That's how she gets you, man.
By four.
I don't know, but I'm going to go with. This doesn't make any sense because I can't imagine she would get the gig of Olivia Pope, but what's her name? Connie, what's her name? She lived here.
5'4".
I know. She has ties here. She's listening. She's so disappointed.
She's not listening. Connie.
Okay, you got to say it now or not.
I don't know. Is it Connie? Connie! You
it
know
is,
what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, but you don't get it right. It's Connie Britton. And
Connie
she,
Britton.
100%,
Bristow.
She has a house here. Bro. She's just not living here all the time. But
is that true? Is that right?
Connie Britton. Yeah,
Connie
Britton. With the good hair, because her hair is amazing.
She's on her way, driving right now, going to Summer Moon in Westlake, and she's listening to this, and she's like,
Connie Britton.
So I'll forget that
Connie
guy.
Britton.
Brad
3 out of 5.
Hey, by the way.
So I did get that one right,
no, you didn't.
Though.
You didn't say your last name.
Well, you knew it, but you didn't get it.
I knew. I said Connie Bristow. Hey. You would have given that to her.
No, I wouldn't have.
Hey, but let's go back to the honey. Okay, so I searched it, and honey falls under food / the baking section / baking ingredients, and it falls into sugars and sweeteners.
Yes, we got a text. Sugar sweetener.
Sugar sweetener.
Something I've never thought of. I mean, it's like you learn something.
Honey is a sugar.
New every day.
All right, well, Christina.
And you also learned that Connie Bristow is her new name.
Connie Britton. I was so close.
With the good hair.
So Christina, man, sorry.
Thank you for playing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta say it.
So this is Christina, and apparently I just can't quite beat Booker.
It's on
you.
Not alone. You are not alone. All right. Ashlyn is seeking our help in finding Norris, the guy who used to own her home.
Oh.
So this is a pretty funny
Norris.
Story. She did a deep dive on the guy that she bought the house from because she had never met him. And she found out that he was super attractive. And now she's like got a reason to get in touch with him.
Man.
And we're going to see if he's interested. This is going to be a great Miss Connections. And it's just 2.5 minutes away right here on Mix.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Miss Connections on Mix 94.7.
All right, Alex is here. Let's help out Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, you said?
Ashlyn.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, good morning, Ashlyn.
Good morning.
Hey, we're here to help, but we got to know the story.
Okay, I'll tell you the story. So,
give it to us.
I bought a house with some friends, and so we were having a little housewarming party, getting a little tipsy. We wanted to look up who our previous owner was on Facebook. we figured it was going to be some old fat gross dude with lots of money.
Jeez.
But actually, he was young and really hot, and we could only see his profile picture. So we went to Instagram. We wanted to, like, find out more, but he was private there, too. We wanted to see if he was married, if he had a girlfriend, if he had a boyfriend. We didn't know, so.
Man, you guys.
Come on over. You know where I live.
Right?
Exactly. And I had no excuse to really contact him until I found his Wi-Fi router inside my closet when I was getting ready to paint in there. So
nice.
I reached out on Facebook, but he has not messaged back, and it's been a week. So I really wanted to see if you guys would help me reach out
Bro,
to him.
Why do you want to reach out? You get free Wi-Fi. It's like when I would move into houses and, like, the cable
well,
is still set.
It doesn't work that way, Alex.
Do you think it's protected?
Well, I mean, you have to have service in order to get Wi-Fi.
He's probably not paying for the service.
Yeah, just because you have the box doesn't mean you get free Wi-Fi.
Good point. Yeah.
There's a TV. I get free cable.
Good point.
I want voice time more than I want Wi-Fi at this moment.
Fair.
That's awesome.
Fair.
Pretty funny.
All right.
The good news is we were able to track him down. This took a little negotiating here. And we do have him on the phone. So if you're ready, we'll connect you guys, okay?
Okay.
He's got a really interesting name. His first name is Norris.
Oh, nice.
N-O-R-R-I-S.
I only know Chuck Norris.
That's why we thought he was going to be, like, old and gross.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's not.
No.
Maybe he's Norris Jr.
All right, hang on. Hey, Norris.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for agreeing to come on with us. So I'm going to connect you with Ashlyn right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. I know this is weird. Ashlyn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So Norris is on the phone. Well, let's get right down to the nitty gritty. So Ashlyn lives in your old home now, and she said she tried reaching out to you because she found your Wi-Fi router.
Random.
Router? Okay. I barely know her.
Router.
Jeez.
Anyway, she thought you were really attractive, and this router might have been a sign from God saying, hey, you know what?
Seriously.
Let me help you communicate. Oh, what?
Oh, what?
No, I like that. What if Norris left it there on purpose just for this reason?
I doubt it.
No, he did not.
No one is like, I will leave this router. A cute girl will then contact me, and we will become partners.
I mean, it's worth contacting. It's expensive.
Anyway, Norris, Ashlyn said that she left you a message on Facebook. She hasn't heard from you. So we took it upon ourselves to reach out to you and see if, if you'd like your router back. She's more than happy to coordinate that. And two, kind of feel you out to see, you know, if you're single and maybe looking to meet up with a nice young lady.
Yeah, what's the sitch?
This is really crazy.
It is very crazy.
I do want my router back. Thanks for going to all this effort.
Can I just ask, I'm confused about a router.
Yeah.
So don't you just return those to AT&T, or these ones you buy?
Yes, I forgot to return it. I've been So I'm relieved. I am single. The one issue here is that I'm gay, so I am not really looking to meet a young lady, but maybe we can get cocktails and exchange the router, and we can look at cute boys together.
I like it.
Take them up on that.
I would love to take you up on that.
Yes.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
You know, it's interesting when it comes to celebrities, there's at least one person I feel that everybody cannot stand. You know, the one celebrity that just grates on your very last nerve. And for Alex DeFranco, that one person is Adam Sandler.
Oh, gosh, he rubs me the wrong way so much. Because he's just a 50-year-old guy acting like this, just like his baby talk. He dresses like the same that he's dressed like for how many years? He wears like basketball shorts that are too big. He wears like a hockey jersey, a long t-shirt.
But
like,
that's his thing.
I know, he's a billionaire probably.
Well, it's always hard to tell how much he's worth, but most sites list Adam Sandler as having a net worth of $420 million.
Bro, dress a little better. better. He just looks sloppy all the time, and he's the same character.
So you don't like him because he doesn't dress up?
He looks like a slob. It's like, he might be the nicest guy in the world.
It seems like he is actually the nicest guy in the world, and he's going viral for just being a regular dude. How about this? A TikTok user named Deanna Rodas was working her shift at IHOP when a guy came in with his daughter and asked how long the wait was. She said 30 minutes, so he left. The guy was masked, so Deanna didn't realize it was Adam, and now she is freaking. She posted a video of the encounter from the restaurant surveillance camera, along with a picture of her face with a clown makeup filter on it, and the message, not realizing it's Adam Sandler, and telling him it's a 30-minute wait, and him, of course, leaving because he's not going to wait 30 minutes for IHOP.
I cannot believe he didn't, start a fuss. And by the way, do we really know it's Adam Sandler? Because some surveillance cameras can be kind of grainy.
I think it's Adam Sandler.
In the caption, she wrote, please come back. What people are picking up on and giving Adam props for is that he just left instead of pulling the old don't you know who I am card to get seated ahead of everyone else.
Dude eats at IHOP, man. Good for him. I mean, that's
cool. Do you like him now a little bit better?
Just a little, because he's little bit. Normal. Just a little bit.
Just because Adam Sandler eats a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
I love that he didn't throw a fit, because that's star. Right?
Very cool, yes.
30-minute wait, he just left. All right. Good for you, Adam. Hey, let's not forget that NASCAR is coming to Circuit of the Americas on May 23rd. I'm so excited. That's my Super Bowl. The Oscars was Sarah's Super Bowl. This is my Super Bowl. I can't wait. You can still get tickets at NASCAREDCOTA.com. I bring this up because yesterday, tickets went on sale for F1. It's back in Austin. I mean, last year we didn't get it because of COVID. This brings in millions of dollars to the city, to the economy. I mean, you got to go out and support and check it out. I have several friends that actually have no interest in F1. But they're like, you know what? This is the year we go check it out for the first time. Because you know why? We're not taking any live events for granted ever again.
It's true. And let me tell you, as someone that just doesn't have a thing for racing, I don't get it. I don't know it. I don't follow it. I've been to several F1 races, and it is so much fun.
It's like a fashion show. Adam Sandler could never go to an F1 race.
It's incredible. Yes, he could. He would be in a box. You would never be in a box.
He'd probably dress like he dresses every day.
Eating a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity catered in by Uber Eats.
COTA's figured it out, man. They have TVs at every turn, every corner. I know they added in a bunch of reserve seats for several other turns, and I know they did a ton more hospitality suites where it's a full-blown party at Circuit of the Americas. And speaking of party, I mean, guys, they always bring in a huge musical act for F1 weekend, so we're waiting on an announcement for that. But the weekend save the date is October 22nd through the 24th at Circuit of the Americas. Welcome back to the United States Grand Prix.
Very exciting.
Yesterday, I was scrolling through Instagram while I was eating my lunch. And all of a sudden, I saw a picture of Chris Harrison, who, you know, lives here in Austin now. And he was kissing a girl, and he is in a suit, and she is in a white dress that looks like a wedding dress.
What?
And it said, I'd stop the world and melt with you, at Lauren Zima. There's no one I'd rather celebrate love with, and I'll be your plus one anytime. Then the comments start coming in, and it's Nick Vial, congrats, Joelle Flesher, yes, basically all the former bachelors and bachelorettes are oh my God, we're going to CSI this, what happened? I mean, it looked like they got married.
Yeah.
100%. It looked like they got married based off the dress and the caption and everything. Well, it turns out they really just were attending a wedding.
Oh,
and they didn't get married.
Man.
And he's like, wow, you attend one wedding together, do the chicken dance, and you're hitched. We are not married. You know what's interesting about her is the girl that he's dating is in Entertainment Tonight, and she met Chris Harrison because she does all of these features on The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh,
she's a big fan. And then now she's dating Chris
does
Harrison.
Does she live here too?
I don't know. I just know that he's seen her all around Austin.
Yeah.
Right? He lives here, right?
He does,
He has a house here. I'm sure he has a house in LA as well.
No, he's here, especially, while he's not doing the show.
Right, he's just laying low.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's funny is, we could probably run into him on Congress or somewhere, and, you would never know who he is, because he probably just throws a hat on, just chill, and just looks like everyone else, you know?
Well, that's a great thing about masks right now, Celebrities can go out, and Adam Sandler, you can not be recognized at IHOP.
Man.
What's this woman's name?
Lauren Zima.
Which is interesting, because Alex, back in high school, had a love affair with Zima.
Well, remember when they came back not long ago? Bro, I was slamming Zimas.
With the Jolly Rancher.
What?
We'll send you these stories if you text trending to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Good morning. And thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7.